Take a ride past midnight to the edge of life. Demon in the darkness has a subtle bite. Bones start to boiling, dreams they run cold. Method turns to madness, your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a goddamn thing to me. darkness as the sun will bite. Bones start to boil in, dreams they run cold. Message turns to madness, your ticket will explode. We'll be right back.
Hello there.
Welcome to another episode.
Can someone?
Okay, let's
of
get
Kale
this.
For Sale.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. It's Kale for Sale, but can someone just call in and just, you know, when you're
don't call in though.
We're don't call kidding. In, text me or yeah. email me yeah. about the saying or the phrase when you're like breaking in a new home, you're like,
we're thinking like blessing it, but yeah, without the holy context. We want something that's kind of more
it's
secular.
On the tip of my tongue. Yeah. We're all about secular sayings. And
like
phrases.
I can go with bless. But I don't want to. It doesn't convey
it'll
my exact
it'll come
meaning.
To me during this.
It's like when you like will. Cut the ribbon
yeah.
or something. It's
yeah.
Like the,
yeah.
It's like
right?
the groundbreaking.
Ground. Yeah, yeah. But not. Those.
But not that because it's like we're not building the house.
Okay.
It's
yes. Well, that's a quick side note, but. To get back on track for a second.
Ryan says breaking into a new home, and
sorry, Ryan. But speaking of Ryan, that first song, Mamma Mia, was for Ryan.
Love you, baby.
So tonight we've got me, Meredith, DJ me.
I'm Dossett. What's up?
I am Emma Jalen Herdman. Jalen, call in for how you think it's spelled. Not how you think, baby. There's a silent H. Not telling you where. But that's your only hint.
Exactly. Tonight, we, on this here 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio that you are listening to.
Nice.
We are doing first mixtape songs, which we have defined very loosely, mostly alluding to mixed CDs because we all were big fans of those.
Yeah.
They could be ones you were given or ones that were
that you
gave. Yeah, they're the opposite of that. And we've got a whole mix on here. We've got the three of us kind of pooled our resources. We've also got some submissions by MK Skitka, who is maybe listening. So maybe shout out to her, hopefully.
She's probably not.
She's
MK, if you're listening, text me, but you're not going to text me.
Dragged.
She texted me. Just kidding. She didn't. She's a trick.
Okay. Just a trick.
That's enough of dragging her.
That's
love
enough
you,
dragging
okay?
Me
thanks for letting
okay.
us live with you.
So yeah, that's what we've got going tonight. So get ready. Up next is one that my dad put on the first mixtape that he gave me.
Pretty cute.
It's a fun one.
My dad never made me a mixtape.
I'm excited. He taught me how to make a mixtape.
Oh.
Mix CD. Mix CD, yeah. I don't want to pretend like I was making tapes.
Yeah.
That's a different era. All right. Hold on to your horses.
So you think you're in the middle of the ocean, stranded on an island of your own, stuck in the top of a mountain. Either way, you're gonna say you're all alone. And I hesitate to say that you're a liar. I never tell the truth myself, but I tried to chase you down and I got tired. So I'm leaving you to you or someone else. Meet you there to talk if you would show, but you answer every question with a riddle and refuse to even choose to let me go. It used to be I'd tell you all my secrets, giving you the credit you deserve. I guess you didn't care to lose or keep it, and we never quite connected from the first. And I wish I had a way to make it better. The world will make you smile, but it's dumb to even think I had that power, and we haven't been that close in a while. We'll be right back.
care. It's all that matters is the way you choose to frame it.
Song, Dawson. I think that one was yours.
Yeah, tell us.
Shout Take us to back Frances to the moment Marie. In your life when that song was most meaningful.
Mm. I'd say I was 12 years old. And
was this a mixtape for you?
It was a mixtape for me made by my cousin. She gave it to me for Christmas.
Is this the cousin I met on the plane?
Yeah.
Fun fact, one time me She's and Dossett wrote a plane together.
Cousin.
So
not me and Dossett, me and Dossett's cousin.
Yeah.
And she
Wait,
was like
Frances?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frances is just everywhere.
Basically what happened was I think it was a flight to Boston and I was like, oh, I go to school in the Boston area. It would be a lie to say it was in Boston. And she was like, oh, my cousin goes to Tufts. And I was like, oh, that's where I go. What's your cousin's name? I definitely won't know her, but like, I'll just ask to be polite. And it turned out it was Dossett, one of my good friends.
That's wacky.
The world is small.
The world, she is.
Truly. Small. She gave me that CD because my mom had gotten me an iPod
Boombox?
Nano.
Oh. An iPod
that
Nano.
Christmas. Yeah, it was a big deal.
What do you do with a mixtape? Oh, you load it onto your iTunes.
You load it onto your iTunes.
And she calls herself a comms. I mean,
wait. I was just forgetting. You know, I freaking loved those iTunes. I was the kid who illegally downloaded everyone's song from YouTube using YouTube to MP3.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then I went through and edited each one and added in the album artwork.
Wait, I did the same.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
I was
so
really
exciting.
I was really obsessed with album artwork because I'm honestly just like a visual person and I just like really
She's an artist, everyone.
It's just that people put a lot of effort into making album art and it just bums me out when you just have the little gray musical note.
Yeah. Did you edit like the album name and like the artist
name
and stuff?
Yeah. I would put it all.
I did that. Absolutely. Because it was just like
I would get everything from Frostwire.
Right, track one.
Frostwire.
I have the entire Skrillex discography on my old computer. I don't know why.
I have all of Weezer's. Which is.
Me too.
Oh, nice.
I have all Weezer, all John Mayer, all Skrillex, mm-hmm. someone else too. Bruno Mars or something? I don't know. This will be another Kale for Sale episode called Songs
Entire
That Songs. You Downloaded to Impress Someone That You Had a Crush On. Because that's what most of those come
Get ready.
From.
Those Definitely That's a future episode.
Do you guys remember
show.
the videos / like TV shows that would be automatically downloaded to your iTunes? That would come for free.
Oh, like 1, 2, 3, 4 by... Yes, was that not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that was a song.
Yeah. That was maybe.
But I had
did
like,
anyone else watch Whale Wars because
no,
of that?
I don't think anyone did.
It was free on iTunes.
I also was like, I
got a
I checked
met your
the, oh, nice.
Yeah, it was huge.
I checked like the free single of the week. And that's how I found out about Shake It by Metro Station mm-hmm. before anyone else did.
Wait, shout out to Becca Rettelmeyer's dad.
Hey.
Is he watching? Hi.
He's listening. He's also watching probably in the metaphysical realm.
Exactly, as we always speak. Emma's introing our next song.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, the next song that's about to play is probably the quintessential song. I'm sorry to the caller that's calling in. It's probably Rebecca Rettelmeyer. We can't. I'm
we'll
sorry.
We'll practice Becca soon.
Yeah.
Soon we'll be able to answer that.
I'm really sorry. I wish we could pick this up. It's honestly just call my phone and I'll put you on speaker, baby. If it's Rebecca, call me and wink twice. Until that happens. So I'm gonna intro the next song, which is how do I explain? The quintessential song of like sophomore year deep boy, deep girl, like music that you listen to and you like quote the lyrics as your Instagram caption and you're right.
Pre-Instagram though.
Like, no, sophomore year of high school is definitely Instagram.
All right, never mind. Yikes.
Oh, wait, it was Jen Kim calling. Hey,
oh,
baby.
Jen. Oh, Jen is a much more advanced DJ. She probably
Next
knows
time
how to answer
you should
things.
Come in. Anyway, we're on a tangent. Meredith.
Sorry. Continue.
Play the track.
Play the track.
Meredith, just play the track.
No.
Right. makes you stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive. Well, like cars.
like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, boys. So cradle your head in your hand. Inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of the crowd, 'cause these words are my diary, screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to, but you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like glass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now. It's saying it if you understand.
And we're back. To start it off, we've got a few shout outs.
We do.
You want to start it off, Dawson?
Sure. Shout out to Lil Sheba, number one.
Yep. Auntie Lil, also.
Auntie Lil.
Also known as.
We're a big fan of her. Uh-huh. Also to Reed Collins and Camille Carlisle.
Yeah, they're tuning in. We've got
from
a lot
across
of...
across the country.
From across the country. We've got a lot of listeners tonight, which we're pretty excited about.
Yeah,
we're really used to... I mean, if you're a longtime follower of Kill for Sale, you would know that we're used to our 3 to 4 a.m. time slot, so we usually don't get many listeners.
Oh, that's why... Yeah, you're right.
That's why this feels exceptional.
This feels exceptional because it is. Each and every one of our fans is a beautiful ray of light in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just want to know that each of you are very
giving
important.
Us our Kaylee sustenance. Think of yourselves as the sun that we photosynthesize upon.
Ooh, how far can this metaphor go?
That's about it.
That's about it. So we also had Breathe 2 a.m. in there, which I think we got a number of people who found that pretty relatable.
Who knew that song had 2 a.m. in the title?
Oh, I did.
That's actually the only thing I thought it was called.
Was
the
2
Breathe was
Breathe
surprising
is in parentheses,
to me.
I thought.
No, the 2 a.m. actually is in parentheses.
Wow, that's honestly
because that's when you know that she wanted to name it something else, but she knew that everyone would call it 2 a.m.
Here's my thing. Definitely call in if you... also recorded your voice singing that song thinking that like you had the voice of an angel and then listened back to it later and like screamed and threw your recording device at a wall.
Mine was actually to a High School Musical song, and my dad is really into music, so he had this kind of like nice mic and he recorded me on it. And it
he
was when
you weren't even in alone, like you had an audience.
Yeah. And then it was when I discovered that I was bad at singing. I thought I had been good at singing
Tragic.
Up until that point, and then that was the moment I listened to it, and I never could sing seriously again. And here I am now.
Yeah, honestly. this is crazy, but I used to, not crazy, it's bad, cool as heck as of me. So anyway, I'm just going to go into the story. Everyone,
go for it.
Listen literal up. Aneurysm I just had. I used to be really into being a spy, and I had all these the spy gear stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had this watch that you could like record your voice on, mm-hmm. and you could be like Red Rover, like, come in. This is Alpha 5-0.
Since all of our listeners can't see Emma, she is holding
her
wrist
into
up
my wrist.
to her mouth.
My blank wrist right now. Yeah. And I recorded my voice singing just like while I was outside in my backyard, like just a cappella, no backdrop, no music in the background at all. And like listen to it later, and that's like the first time in life that I realized that I was like literally a speck of dust in the universe and it amounted to nothing.
That moment.
I was literally like, oh, I get why I'm not like, I get why I'm not famous. Like, this is...
That's kind of tragic.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my first failure. And everyone needs that.
Yeah. I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
I'm Hundo P.
All right. We've got some more songs coming up.
I'm on a trip. I hope everyone else is. Like,
I feel like I could be 10 at this moment.
Or just a little 10-year-old. I feel like we're all ages inside ourselves, like Russian nesting dolls.
True. It's just a matter of what in this world stimulates what age.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
To come out. Okay, just think about that during this next
song. Try to get your grip on that. I'm going to just play the track. Play it.
Because of moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. For granted, all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
We're back, and our guest DJ has a little PSA for you all.
Okay, so this is
bringing in the
a grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of foods, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community
Thank
Radio.
Thank you, firefighters.
Thank you. Wonderful. All right, Emma Love has a story you. That she has been wanting, itching to tell this whole time. So
okay,
she's
I
go
wanted
in.
To tell it on air live. This is the first people for these. What? Okay.
Jeez. Emma's still 4 years old,
Lord.
So just bear with her.
She's in that inner nesting doll.
Mercy. Okay, so. Shock value, because this is the first time that Meredith and Dawson are hearing this story too. I wanted to get their reactions live on radio. It's performance art if you do it that way. It's gonna be, I'm overhyping the story, but basically at work today, I work at a restaurant. So at work today, we have these tables. My restaurant that I work at, it's pretty popular, but I'm not going to drop any names of like the actual restaurant it is. If you want to get into it, hit me up. I'll get you on the list. Just say, you know.
Just saying it's 6 months just in advance reserves. You know. Six weeks.
But honestly, anyway. So we have the restaurant is fully reserved every night. Like you can't get in except for on these like communal tables where you like sit next to people you don't know, which is kind of fun, I think. But some people are really like snarky about it. And so today this guy walked in and he was like, "Hey, I'm meeting a friend. Can I get a table on like the communal high top tables?" And he was really cute. And I was like, "Oh, we normally don't like seat people without their whole party, but like it's fine." Like whatever. And I was like, "Oh, he's probably meeting like his significant other here." And then I also check bags as my part of my job, and I was like, "Oh, I can check your bag for you," like, cuz he had a shopping bag. And he was like, "Oh yeah, that's my graduation cap and gown for MIT where I'm graduating from." And Oh my God, like, okay.
Was it in a too much way or in a humble way?
No, it was in a like, "Oh, he's smart and he cute."
Okay. It was like in a dreams crushed.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe. When you're just like, fine. So I like took his bag for him and I like put it in the closet where I put all the stuff. And I was like waiting for this like hot girl to come in to like meet him at the place. And finally, so... keep in mind, I'm being, like, kind of heteronormative in this situation. I'm reading him as, like, a straight male because he's mask presenting and just, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this, like, kind of, like, dorky dude comes in, like, a while later and it's like, "Oh, I'm meeting my friend." And turns out to be that dude's friend. And, like, just, like, my inclination is that they're just buddies, like, meeting from MIT. Right. Like, it didn't seem like it was a date.
It's a heteronormative world.
Yeah, okay. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway... this is crazy. I honestly think I crossed a line here. But so shout out to Ryan. He's listening in. My conscience, basically, / like someone that just hypes me up at all times. I text him and I was like, "Ryan, what do I do?" Like, and also I feel like I flirted with this boy when I like sat him. Like we were like talking for a bit and like sharing like eye contact and whatnot. And I was like, "I think you're picking up what I'm putting down." Like, I don't know, but I think so. So I was like, "Ryan, what do I do?" Like, I thought he was going to be on a date, but I think he's single. And like, I don't, like, I have his like cap and gown from MIT. Guess what I did? Literally guess. What are your guesses?
Bold moves.
It was a bold move. It was
You wrote down your number on a piece of paper and put it in the cap and gown.
Yeah, I did. I literally just wrote my number with no description, and I was just like, "Congrats, grad." And I wrote my number and put it in his bag.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, this is bad if like he knows that I'm the Sarma. If he knows my restaurant.
Redacted
restaurant that I never mentioned. Because, like, that's bad at your place of work, probably.
No.
But, and I was like, but he'll never know because, like, someone could have put it in his bag at any point. But then I realized I wrote it on the back of a menu that was discarded. So, anyway, if he's listening, probably he is because, you know, hottest radio show in town, WMFO, live in Bedford, Freeform Radio.
Cumbersome.
91.5 FM. Anyway, misconnection, if you're out there, not really a misconnection because you have my number, so.
Wow.
Next week, tune in for the next installment.
That's so impressive.
I did it right before I left, and then I walked out and I was like,
too late now.
There's nothing to lose. You're good.
Yeah.
All so, right. That's and my... to follow that up, we've got an absolute classic. Do we have any other announcements before our absolute classic? This is one of my mixtapes. That's why I prefaced it as an absolute classic. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, the bias is coming.
It's true. Alrighty.
We love our listeners. Love you guys.
All 12 of you.
More. Oh, Sean Rigby. I love you so much.
Thanks for listening, so baby. Much. Love you.
On a Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I am fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Monday, I am waiting. And by Tuesday, I am fading into your arms so I can breathe.
Fields of sand, seas just filled my mind and covered me.